You noticed during this last exercise that I read a statement pertaining to genius. Geniuses are individuals who use more of their minds and use them in a special manner. In simple terms, what I mean by that is that they use both parts of their brain for whole brain thinking. And you are now learning the skills to do just that. Does this mean I'm telling you that you're a genius? The answer is, yes indeed, you are a genius. Now, you may not be aware of this fact. If you don't know you possess a talent, then you can't make deliberate use of it. What you're learning in this program is how to activate that part of the brain that people more and more consider to be responsible for genius-like qualities, such as creativity, intuition, imagination, and visualization. And by learning to go into that alpha dimension, as you are doing, you will find that those qualities will improve and you'll become better at accessing them anytime you wish. Next, let's move on to negative self-programming. That is, when you think and talk about yourself, your loved ones, or the world at large in a negative manner. You can get into real problems with this self-sabotaging habit, because when you repeat something often enough, you actually start attracting what you do not want, creating a lot of unhappiness and problems in your life. You see, what you believe is true for you. If you believe a thing firmly, then it is your reality then, is it not? Sure. If somebody believes that Monday is the worst day of the week, what kind of a day do they have on Monday? Gonna have a bad day. If you were to tell the person that that is not true, that Mondays are not the worst day of the week, what will they tell you? They'll insist upon it and say, what do you mean? And now you're going to hear their reasons as to why this is so. You see, you and I are very good at coming up for reasons for our belief systems. If you go talk to people of the Flat Earth Society, they're going to give you wonderful reasons as to why the Earth is flat. Very nice, intellectual, intelligent reasons. If you ask a person why they have lousy days on Mondays, they're going to give you wonderful reasons as to why. Somebody might say something like this. All the work has been carrying over from the weekend. And when, you know, you've been gone for a couple of days, and then when you come back on Monday, you're a little behind from the stuff you left behind from last week. And then, you know, you don't really feel like working, so you sort of have to get into that. Between what you are behind and getting into the swing of things, boy, you're going to have a rough day on Monday. Now, this sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, I believe it. But it has nothing to do with the truth, does it? Because there are a lot of people who think that Monday is just like any other day. So what happened to their Saturdays and Sundays and getting into the swing of things? What happened? In other words, it is a personal justification that has nothing to do with the reality. Now let me tell you what you and I do. You and I come up with personal justifications why we do or why we do not do things. And those reasons we have also nothing to do with the reality. The reasons are manufactured by us, and the more intelligent you are, the better your reasons. Right? Now, all those reasons are false. And if you catch yourself doing that, where you come up with your reasons, I'm going to give you a little phrase to use instead. Say to yourself, the reason I'm not doing X, Y, or Z is because the sky is blue. Because that reason is just as good as any other one you're going to come up with. Because usually we use our reasons to help sell the idea to ourselves and to the people who are listening to us. Let me tell you why I didn't get the work done. Because so-and-so called and this happened and then that happened and I didn't have the time to do it. Oh, okay. That sounds like a good reason to me. The real reason is, of course, for some reason you didn't feel like doing it, so you deferred, you delayed doing it. You said, I'll do it tomorrow. That's the real reason, right? You didn't want to do it. Of course, if you had wanted to do it, you would have done it. And of course, not having enough time is just another reason, right? There are very few things when there is total equality, but there's absolute total equality when it comes to time. No one gets more than 24 hours a day, or less. Exactly 24 hours every day. So when we say we don't have the time, that tends to be another reason for not doing it.